Who was Queen Elizabeth? England, August 1588. A fleet of powerful Spanish warships is sailing toward England. The Spanish fleet, called the Armada, has 130 mighty ships. Each is heavily armed. Their goal is to invade the island nation. King Philip of Spain wants to be King of England as well. But England's ruler is brave and fearless. She is Queen Elizabeth. She does not intend to let the Spanish king take her throne. Her soldiers are waiting on the coast of England. They are ready to defend their country. The Queen's advisors do not want her anywhere near a battle. They worry about her safety. But Elizabeth does not listen. The Queen sets off on horseback from London to where the soldiers have set up camp. Elizabeth wants to be with her men. If there is a battle, words from the Queen herself will help lead her men to victory. The Queen rides up on a great horse. She passes among the crowd of soldiers. She wants everyone to hear words spoken from her heart. The Queen says she is there to live or die amongst you. Elizabeth is telling her soldiers that even though she is Queen, she is willing to die with them. She ends by saying, "I know I have the body of but a weak and feeble woman, but I have the heart and stomach of a king, and of a king of England, too." With tears in her eyes, the Queen promises, "We shall shortly have a famous victory over our enemies." And she is right. The English ships are smaller than the Spanish ships, but they set many Spanish ships on fire and break up the enemy fleet. And the English also get lucky. There is very bad weather. Spanish ships try to flee, and instead crash against England's rocky shore. They are destroyed. England is saved. People throughout the country rejoice. They call their brave Elizabeth Good Queen Bess. For the rest of her life, and long after her death, Elizabeth's faithful and loving people would rejoice that she was their queen.